This is Akashvani. The news read by Anucha Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic.
भारत और यू की दो दशकों की स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप नेचुरल है, ऑर्गेनिक है. इसके मूल में ट्रस्ट है, लोकतांत्रिक मूल्यों में साझा विश्वास है, शेयर्ड प्रोग्रेस और प्रॉस्पेरिटी के लिए साझा कमिटमेंट है. इसी स्पिरिट में कल और आज अलग अलग सेक्टर की लगभग 20 मंत्री स्तर की बैठकें हुई है. विभिन्न क्षेत्रीय और वैश्विक मुद्दों पर सिंसियर और मीनिंगफुल चर्चा हुई है. हमारी पार्टनरशिप को एलिवेट और एक्सेलरेट करने के लिए कई महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय लिए गए हैं.
The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
इन्वेस्टमेंट फ्रेमवर्क मजबूत करने के लिए इन्वेस्टमेंट प्रोटेक्शन और जीआई एग्रीमेंट पर भी आगे बढ़ने की बात हुई है. टेक्नोलॉजी और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में एक ट्रस्टेड और सिक्योर वैल्यू चेन हमारी साझी प्राथमिकता है. सेमीकंडक्टर, एआई, हाई परफॉर्मेंस कंप्यूटिंग और 6G में सहयोग बढ़ाने पर भी सहमति बनी है.
The Prime Minister emphasized that cooperation on cyber security, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा से जुड़े मुद्दों पर हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है. साइबर सिक्योरिटी, मैरिटाइम सुरक्षा और काउंटर टेररिज्म पर हम सहयोग के लिए आगे बढ़ेंगे. इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति, सुरक्षा, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के महत्व पर दोनों पक्ष एकमत है.
An avalanche triggered near Mana in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand this morning. District administration has informed that around 57 labourers were camping near the place of the avalanche. Border Road Organisation commander Ankur Mahajan confirmed that 10 workers have been rescued and work to rescue the others is underway. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government's priority is to safely evacuate the people trapped under the avalanche in Chamoli district of Uttarakhand. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he spoke with Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, Director General of Indo-Tibetan Border Police and Director General of National Disaster Response Force. He said the local administration is fully engaged in rescue operations with utmost urgency and 2 NDRF teams are also reaching the incident site soon. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rain and snowfall continue to affect most parts of the third consecutive day today, disrupting daily life. Due to snowfall and landslides, road connectivity has been affected in many places and all educational institutions are closed in 4 districts of the state for today. The Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on Employees Provident Fund deposits for 2024-25. India retains the fastest-growing major economy tag as the country's GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of financial year 25, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. India recorded a GDP growth of 8.6% in the third quarter of the last fiscal year. The stock market witnessed a significant downturn today. The 30-share BSE benchmark Sensex tanked 1,414 points, or 1.9%, to settle at 73,198. During the day, it plunged 1,471 points, or 1.97%, to 73,141. Extending losses to the 8th straight day, the NSE Nifty slumped 420 points, or 1.86%, to 22,124. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, Afghanistan have won the toss and opted to bat against Australia in a Group B match at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. They were 195 for 6 in 38.2 overs when reports last came in. It's a must-win match for Afghanistan to qualify for semi-finals. And that is the end of this news.